The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. As you may well know, I just got back from leading a tour in Israel, and nine of us, the Sasso family, the Farrells, and Sandy Towers, went on a cruise in Greece and Turkey afterwards. We went to visit Ephesus and the islands of Patmos, Santorini, Crete, and Mykonos. We had a good time. Mike upgraded our cabin to the grand suite with a balcony and two huge bay windows, truly suffering for Jesus. The young group enjoyed their days of leisure after a life-transforming experience in Israel. Today, I will focus on reports from Israel and the manifestations of prophecies for this new season we're in. So this might be in two or three parts portion, but today I have Mike Sasso, the president of Sons of God International, with me to join us in this report. Say hello, Mike.
Hey, everybody. It's so good to be here, and we had a magnificent time. I wish y'all had been with us. We were praising God the whole time.
Yes. So some of the topics that Mike and I will discuss today is some of the reports that you all need to know here in the United States because of the manifestations of prophecies and in the important event that happened in Israel on the day of Pentecost, June 4th, or the week of Pentecost. But before that, this trip, every time I lead a tour to Israel, it's always a mission trip. It's always something that it is a spiritual journey. It is something that God ordained. And this is a God-ordained trip. We were joined in. There are 17 or 18. There are 18 of us from San Antonio area. And we were joined in by seven from the Philippines. And we have Surprise that joined us in the baptism that Mike met, a couple. And the minute that we landed on the airport, I scheduled for us to stay focused on the mission. I asked our tour guide and the driver to make a stop on our way to our hotel on the first day that we get landed there to take us to the land that was purchased by U.S. government for the site of the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. And it has been a political promise from the past presidents that they're going to move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem as a sign that United States of America, as a world leader, acknowledged that Jerusalem is the capital of the nation of Israel. And it is also a promise by President Trump, which I mentioned in my previous broadcast. So the Lord sent us there to prophesy to that land and to bring it forth into being, in which I cannot tell you ahead of time, so that we'll accomplish our mission and then we'll share it with you. So it is important for you, my brothers and sisters, to contact and to pray for President Trump to move the U.S. embassy. It is going to come to pass. Amen? And the second important thing, Mike, and I'm going to let you share from your perspective, the second most important thing that happened is on June 4th, which is Sunday, the first day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, which concerns about Pentecost or the Feast of the Week, it says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place," talking about the 120 at the upper room. "Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them." Now, Acts chapter 2, verse 5, right? "Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. in this particular day, on June 4th, not only God-fearing Jews were gathered in Israel, God-fearing Christians that were summoned by the Holy Spirit that were there. Even our tour guide and the other tourist guide, they were talking and they're telling us that they never seen anything like it before. Almost every nation was represented, and they all gathered in the upper room. Before you visit the upper room, there were only a handful of Christians that are visiting there, but this time there was special service. We join in the Franciscan priest who held their ceremony or their service at the upper room. It was standing room only, and people, thousands and thousands of people, were scheduled to hold their services there, or just they were summoned. Some, they don't even know why they were summoned. Some didn't even know that it was a day of Pentecost. But we do, because the Holy Spirit told us. And we were so excited. We were so excited. Would you like to share with our brothers and sisters, Mike, your point of view and how you see and your experience?
Well, as Pastor Chris has already said, it was amazing. And I've been to that upper room. We've been there a few times. And usually we had the room all to ourselves. But, I mean, it was a massive crowd. I was reminded when Jesus said to his disciples when he was pushing through the crowd, you know, on his way to Jairus' house, and the woman with the issue of blood touched him. And his disciples said, you know, well, Lord, what do you mean somebody touched you because you're pushing through the crowd? I mean, it was so crowded. And we literally squeezed our way through the crowd, up the steps to the upper room, and there were people from every nation. I mean, they were from all over the world. And Pastor Chris mentioned the Franciscan. We'd met him on the Mount of Olives, and he was a Franciscan priest from Armenia. And I believe spirit-filled, but anyhow, he was up there in the was he from Iraq?
Yes.
Oh, he was from Iraq. And God is doing something amazing right now from every tongue, from every nation. He's summoning his people back to the Holy Land, if you would, during this Holy Feast, which I will remind you is one of the three feasts that God commanded his children to celebrate. Every year we're going to celebrate this forever. The first one is Feast of the Passover, then Pentecost, which is first fruits, and then the third one like it, the end gathering. So we were there to celebrate this Pentecost feast in honor of Jesus, and it was amazing. So I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost has no limits. You don't have to be in Jerusalem to celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. He'll pour it out right on you where you are here in San Antonio or within the sound of my voice. If you need a fresh wind from God, raise your hand, say, give it to me, God, and it's on its way. Receive it right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and also there was one thing the Holy Spirit told me, and it's just like, okay, we didn't realize that it was a week of Pentecost. It's also the 50th year or the year of Jubilee for the nation of Israel. Mm. They all coincide with the same date and with the same year. And remember the prophecy in 2017 that God is going to do something that has never been recorded in the history of the church, if you dare to believe. And so I was meditating on that as I prepared for this trip. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Christina, it will start in Jerusalem. You will release prophecies in Israel, and it will start in Jerusalem, and then it will be all over the world. So, of course, I received that in faith, and, you know, I learned that you cannot figure out the ways of God. All you need to do is to trust Him, but we still try to figure it out, and God does not mind if we question things. And when God told me that, I shared it with a group and said, hey, our life will never be the same again, and it's not. This is the most anointed, awesome tour I ever led in Israel, or even my experience in Israel. It is so awesome because it's global, Mike. And what God is saying is He summoned all the nations of the world, His people, and empowered them. So from this day forward, it already started in Israel. The anointing, the revelation, the manifestation of things, it will be done and it will manifest in your life, and it will happen if you dare to believe that God is really faithful and He's just and He loves you. You know, I experienced and walked under great anointings in the past, and signs and wonders follow. But this kind of manifestation, this kind of anointing, it's a greater anointing. It's greater manifestations, that things that never happened before or recorded before in our lifetime. Things that will manifest from the multitude of believers, not just selected few. That's why the season that we're in, it's just so amazing. It is exciting. And the Spirit of the Lord is more than ready to reveal things to us. Dare to believe you are part of this great move of God. Even when I was baptizing everybody at the Jordan River, the spirit of prophecy came in and I almost cannot stand the presence of God, and everybody felt it and everybody started prophesying. So I just want to let you know that the prophecies that was released, it concerns United States. It concerns you, my brother, my sister, personally. If you dare to believe that we will experience something that's never been recorded in the modern day church as never before, it's because of it is global. It is as long as much as you can receive, as much as you can believe. It is going to happen to you. And the one thing that we, the body of Christ, has to believe and start changing our mindset is there is no way that you can earn this. There is no way that you can earn this. But because of the time that we're in, the only requirement that you and I have is to obey the greatest commandment of all. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37, that is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And that is what the love relationship with God and the exchanging of marriage vows was done. And as I prepare those who made a commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is their first love, that He comes front and center in their lives, and they exchange that marriage vows, and their life has never been the same again. The Holy Spirit came upon them afterwards. It changed me too. And as I was telling, this is the most awesome tour I ever led in Israel because of the results and the manifestation. The group who came with me, whether from the Philippines or from United States of America or from those couple, is they fell in love with our Lord Jesus Christ all over again, as if for the first time. Second, they fell in love with the nation of Israel. Then my mission was accomplished and my joy is complete. With the other expectations that I have, they pale into comparison into what God was able to accomplish. And with that, I am honored and privileged. What about you, Mike?
Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing. It's amazing what God has revealed this trip. And there's something that I'm reminded of. We took a trip also to the Western Wall on Friday, and which is Sabbath. And, of course, the Jews gather on the Sabbath, a day of rest. According to the Levitical law, of course, we walk in the Sabbath every day, meaning we rest from our own works, as it says in Hebrews chapter 4 and 5, to do the works of God every single day. But anyways, we went to the Western Wall, and of course, many from the group had prayer petitions that they wanted to put in the wall. One brother from the Philippines, he had a pile of petitions he put in there. I kind of joked with him about that. And the Lord had me put something in there, and I was reminded of a scripture that it says in John chapter 14, verse 14, Jesus said this. He says, "You may ask me anything in my name and I will do it."
Oh, wow.
And so, you know what a blank check is? When somebody signs a check and just says, "Here, you just fill it out and put on there what you need and what you want." That's what the Lord said. "I give you a blank check. Ask me anything." I mean, anything in my name and I will do it. Is that exciting or what? So Jesus, by his blood, gives you a blank check to go to the Father and ask him anything in his name.
Yes. You know what is the different about this now in Western Wall? Because I told people, well, I am going to put a prayer request for you. And it is so typical in the Western world that everybody will have their prayer petition. But the Lord wanted me and said, "I want you to touch that wall." And I said, And he told me this and said, Christina, everything is taken care of as far as you and your family are concerned. I want you to prophesy and thank me for the radio listeners. Mm. That is you. Amen. Yes. You know, I may not know you. You may not meet me personally, but God knows your name. God knows where you're at. So I prayed for all the listeners and I prophesy there. I took my time. Everybody is listening to me. And then the businesses, the nations, I pray for United States of America. I prayed for our president and vice president. They love him there, by the way. And I pray for everything and everybody except for me, because the Lord said, you are taken care of already. I want you to release prophecy of blessings. And just like what Mike read in John 14:14, you pray for them, you release them, and I will do it. So just believe today, okay? You don't have to earn things. Just believe, because he loves you. Jesus is in love with you. That's why you don't have to earn it. Believe it and receive it, okay?
You know, one other big highlight of the trip to Israel is we went to the Garden Tomb and we went to the place of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's the whole reason that we're even here talking to you today, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to give his life, his life's blood for you and for me. And I just got to tell you, it almost brought me to tears just to see the place where he gave his life. He hung on that cross and poured it all out. He drained his life's blood for you and me. No matter what you're going through, he gave it all for you. He gave it all for me. And then after we heard the story of the individual that was there, that shared about the place and how just a short walk from that place of crucifixion, they found the tomb that he was laid in, that is still to this day in the family heritage of Joseph of Arimathea. And it's carved in the wall. And I have great news to tell you. That tomb is empty. He's not there. He is not in that tomb, praise God. And it's empty. And 3 days after he was laid in it, he rose from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you. But we prayed there and we had a communion service. And I got to tell you what, it is so exciting to see what God is doing through the earth right now. There's an outpouring of the Spirit that is uniting his people by the love of God. Pastor Chris has talked about this. Two commandments, what? Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that is unifying the body of Christ. And we're seeing it happen. So get excited. God is meeting your need today. He's meeting our needs today. And we need to pray for the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest field. We met that couple, remember, from Greece? Because after Israel, we were on our way to Greece. And the Holy Spirit had spoken to me the last time Pastor Chris and I were in Greece, which is 1994, a few years ago. Joshua, our eldest son, was on my back. And I was crying out to God. I said, God, what happened to the wind of the Spirit that flowed through this place where Paul the Apostle in Ephesus walked, which is now in Turkey? I mean, we didn't see the wind of the Spirit moving there. It's like the church was not alive. And the Holy Spirit said, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. In other words, God's Spirit is going to be poured out again in that region. And as we came back this time, I began to see the implementation of that taking place as the Lord is softening the hearts of the people and preparing his church to arise in that region. So be excited, get excited. This is the season for the latter rain of the Lord Jesus Christ in the earth.
Yeah, remember, we are in a new season. And this is true. This is not just saying it. I tend to repeat myself over and over again to emphasize the point and to release and repeat the prophecies that are released starting in 2017. And of course, many prophecies about United States and about our political condition and the dealings of the Lord have already started manifesting. This country is turning around towards righteousness because his people are responding to the call to pray for those that are in authorities and to pray for one another. And there is also a hunger for the things of God. Now, it was released in Jerusalem about this anointing, in which you already heard it before, but it was released during the Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit was there. It is felt, and I never seen different denominations, even the Amish. Our tour guide, who was Jewish, was surprised that Amish were at the Wailing Wall praying. They have never seen anything like it before. And at the same time, the nation of Israel is flourishing. The desert is blooming with a lot of things. It really astounded me and how fast that prosperity is beginning to take place. So it started in Jerusalem. It's going to continue and it will cover all over the world. And remember, according to the revelation that God has given to Apostle Paul, in Ephesians, that we are joint heirs with the Jewish people in Christ and through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to emphasize that it is time for us to really grab hold of what God is giving us and telling us for this season. It is something that is so exciting. All of us, if you're going to ask each and everyone who came to this tour, what is the highlights? Some will say it is the wedding celebration, it's the garden tomb, it's the baptism. Some, it's the mission that we went and prayed and prophesied over the land for our future U.S. embassy. Some will say other things that they never seen or heard before in their lifetime. And everything is coming in an accelerated fashion, Mike. And I don't want you to go back to wanting milk. I want you to get out of your comfort zone. Get out of the box where you allowed men to put you into. And let's get out, and change and progress and prosperity and the power of God is inevitable. It is going to come whether you believe it or not. Amen. But God wants you to participate, and I want you to be a part of it because God loves you. Okay? And that's the only way. And I'm going to ask at the end of this program, I'm going to ask Mike to pray for each and every one of you that you are all will be empowered. And we're going to pray together in agreement, even now, that I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will have this insatiable desire to get to know more of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you will have a sensitive ears, spiritual ears, to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you right now. He's touching you right now. And once the word of God is released, he heals all of our infirmities and diseases. All you need to do is to believe and lay hands on yourself. Amen. Okay? So I'm going to ask Mike to pray for each and every one of you. And remember, you don't have to earn this. All you need to do is to receive, because Jesus is in love with you.
Amen. And if you're hearing my voice right now, this is no accident. This word is for you. Father, I thank you for everyone that is hearing the sound of my voice right now, Lord. By the power of your Spirit, Lord, I thank you for a touch from heaven that is changing and rearranging and bringing them close to you, bringing them the fullness of the knowledge of the truth in you and who you've called them to be, Lord. I release the blessing of God. I release the captives from captivity. I release the blessing of God to change and rearrange and cause a newness of life to flow. In Jesus' name, healing where healing is needed. Deliverance where deliverance is needed, Lord. The healing of homes, hearts, families, and the straightening of the course, Lord, to put them on the course toward bringing your kingdom into the earth, the manifestation of your glory in their lives, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we give you the praise for it. Amen.
Amen. Call me at 210-695-1630. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. The morning service starts at 10:30 and evening service at 7. We also have Wednesday services at 7 p.m. Okay? So don't forget. And if you have not received our Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, give me the privilege of leading you to Christ. All you need to do is say, Lord, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I need you. And I heard from the radio that you loved me, that you gave yourself to me. I want you to be the Lord of my life, and I want to be born again. That's all you need to do. And then give me a call, 210-695-1630. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. And all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.